all of a sudden, I just blacked out. And when I came to, which was probably a matter of 20, 30 seconds or a minute, I was talking with people who were friends and family. I was happy to see them. I just didn't know who they were anymore. I didn't know what they were talking about. I didn't know why they were asking me these questions about combat deployment.
Jack Summers is a retired Marine officer who served two tours of duty in Afghanistan. 2 months after having a grenade thrown next to him and returning home, he suffered his first seizure.
Within the next 18 months or so, I had, you know, like 15 plus seizures of different varieties too.
Epilepsy is a neurological disorder that impacts 3.4 million Americans and 80 million people worldwide. A group of researchers just published a paper on what could be a breakthrough discovery, a potential cure even, for epilepsy patients like Jack Summers.
We give it transiently for 2 weeks in our mice. The animals stop having seizures. We take the drug away and the animals remain seizure-free for months, and their brain activity is restored back to normal for an extended period.
But now that cure could be out of reach because of Donald Trump's callous cuts to federally funded research.
The primary and largest funder of epilepsy research in the world, not just the U.S., is the NIH. In 2024, they funded about $242 million in epilepsy research. For fiscal year 26, there's going to be an approximately 40% recommended cut in the NIH budget from the administration.
By cutting off NIH funding, we are seeing the destruction of the most powerful biomedical research force the world has ever seen. That kind of research that needs refining and honing and being pushed to clinical trials is on hold now. We were this close, and now it's on hold because we are not sure where the funds are going to come from to push this to the next step.
Previously, we had several different mouse colonies. We got rid of several of those colonies and sort of brought everything back down to the bare bones.
We are going to have a major disruption, not just us, but all labs studying epilepsy, trying to find cures for patients, for vets, for anybody who knows anybody who has epilepsy.
There are other sources of funding for epilepsy research in the government, one of which is within the Department of Defense. It's called the Congressionally Directed Medical Research Program, CDMRP. And they have a couple vehicles within their program where they fund epilepsy research. One is called the Epilepsy Research Program. And it specifically is looking at epilepsy in our combat troops.
But the CDMRP is being cut in half, and the research it funds for illnesses like epilepsy is being cut entirely.
Often, when people don't even know they've had the insult, right? You fall off a horse, you hit your head, you had a viral infection, a tumor, perhaps, a brain tumor. Years later, when you turn up at the clinic having seizures, you've got epilepsy. And what Olivia's work has shown is that we can use that time point when you turn up at the clinic as an intervention time point. This is really, really, really important.
It took, you know, 12 years to actually find out that I had post-traumatic epilepsy. I had so many more head injuries and so many other, you know, grand mal seizures, even where friends said, hey, you weren't breathing for 5 minutes, or I hit my head on a curb and end up in the ER, and I don't even think about the concussion. If you don't get that appropriate or accurate and timely diagnosis, that's what really, really hurts people.
Not only is the epilepsy causing problems with cognition, a lot of times the drugs people are on are causing problems with cognition. So it invades every aspect of your life, and there's this constant fear of, like, am I going to have a seizure today? Or is today going to be go smoothly? And that really wears on a person.
In the Marines, we learned about this grenade blast radius. The closer you are to that explosion, the worse off you're probably going to be. I've come to recognize epilepsy, traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic epilepsy as having its own blast radius. And over time, you realize, you kind of look around and you realize that there's not many people that are still around you that are still willing to stay in your blast radius.
Jack finally got a diagnosis in 2022, which began a long and difficult road to surgery and partial relief.
Once I found out what it was, then I knew it was like taking the blinder off. It was frustrating because I thought, man, I wish this would have happened earlier. And this is something that I don't want to happen to other people.
Thank you so much for watching our video. If you'd like to see more stories like this one, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have any ideas for stories that you would like for us to investigate, just drop them in the comments below.